Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Doom Loop, Why the World Economic Order is Spiraling into Disorder is a work of nonfiction political economy by Eswaras Prasad, an economist known for writing on globalization, capital flows, monetary systems, and international economic governance. The book examines why the structures that once supported post-war stability now appear increasingly unable to manage conflict, inequality, technological disruption, and geopolitical rivalry. Its central idea is that the world economy is trapped in a self-reinforcing cycle in which economic shocks intensify domestic political resentment. Political resentment weakens international cooperation, and weakened cooperation produces further economic and geopolitical instability. Rather than treating trade wars, populism, institutional decay, and US-China rivalry as separate crises, Prasad links them within one analytical framework. The purpose of the book is diagnostic, as well as reform-oriented. It explains how the global order became fragile and argues that avoiding deeper disorder will require pragmatic institutional reform, better domestic safety nets, and rules suited to a more multipolar world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the doom loop as a feedback cycle between markets, politics, and geopolitics. The central contribution of the book is its framing of global disorder as a feedback loop, rather than a collection of unrelated crises. Prasad argues that economic conditions, domestic politics, and international relations now reinforce one another in destabilizing ways. A financial crisis or trade shock can deepen public anger at elites and foreign competitors. That anger can then empower leaders who reject compromise, weaken institutions, and use nationalism as a political tool. Once international cooperation erodes, countries become more vulnerable to trade conflict, debt stress, supply disruptions, and security tensions, which in turn create new economic pain. This structure matters because it explains why traditional policy responses often fail. Now, a trade agreement, central bank intervention, or diplomatic summit may address one symptom but leave the reinforcing cycle intact. Prasad also emphasizes that the same forces once associated with stability can become sources of disorder when conditions change. Open markets, international rules, and global integration help generate prosperity, yet they also created vulnerabilities and distributional conflicts that were poorly managed. The book, therefore, treats instability not as an accident outside the system, but as a consequence of how the system currently operates. Secondly, globalization produced real gains but left domestic distributional wounds. Prasad does not present globalization as a simple failure. A key part of his argument is that global integration raised incomes, expanded trade, and helped reduce poverty in parts of the developing world, especially where countries successfully connected to global markets. The problem is that these gains were uneven within and across societies. Workers and sectors exposed to import competition, communities dependent on declining industries, and citizens facing stagnant wages often experience globalization as dislocation rather than opportunity. In emerging markets, mobile capital could finance growth but could also leave rapidly, contributing to debt and currency crises. These experiences weaken trust in experts, governments, and international institutions. The political consequence is central to the doom loop. When citizens believe that economic integration benefits mobile capital, large firms, and urban elites while leaving others exposed, globalization becomes an easy target for populist politics. Prasad links this resentment to the appeal of leaders who promise to restore control through tariffs, border restrictions, or attacks on external enemies. The book argues that globalization lacked sufficient domestic cushioning. Without credible safety nets, retraining systems, and adjustment policies, economic openness created backlash against the very order that sustained it. Thirdly, international institutions are losing legitimacy in a fragmented power structure. The book gives significant attention to the weakening of institutions created to manage the post-war economic order, including the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization. Prasad argues that these bodies were built for a world in which advanced Western economies held overwhelming influence. As China, India, and other emerging economies gained weight, the governance structures of these institutions did not adjust quickly enough. This produced a legitimacy problem. Rich countries increasingly questioned whether multilateral rules constrained their national interests, while emerging economies often viewed the same institutions as biased toward established powers. The result is not simply institutional decline, but institutional multiplication and fragmentation. New development banks, regional arrangements, and alternative rule systems may give rising powers more voice, yet they can also weaken the shared framework needed to manage crises. Prasad sees this as part of a doom loop because weakened institutions reduce trust and predictability. When common rules lose authority, states rely more on bargaining power, sanctions, industrial policy, and strategic alliances. That shift makes the global economy more political, less stable, and more vulnerable to escalation when disputes arise. Fourthly, multipolarity has not delivered balance because middle powers face strategic pressure. A distinctive feature of the book is its skepticism toward the assumption that a more multipolar world will naturally be more balanced. Prasad recognizes that the decline of unquestioned United States dominance and the rise of China, India, Brazil, South Africa, Indonesia, and other middle powers reflect a broader diffusion of economic weight. In principle, this could create a more representative order in which no single state dominates. In practice, he argues, multipolarity has developed under conditions of rivalry rather than shared rulemaking. The intensifying U.S.-China contest places pressure on other countries to choose sides on trade, technology, finance, security, and diplomatic alignment. Middle powers may seek autonomy, but supply chains, investment flows, defense relationships, and digital infrastructure often pull them toward one bloc or another. This complicates cooperation on problems such as debt distress, climate finance, trade rules, and technology standards. Prasad, therefore, treats multipolarity as ambiguous. It can correct old imbalances, but without institutions that accommodate new power realities, it can also produce paralysis and competing spheres of influence. The book stands out by refusing both nostalgia for unipolar leadership and easy optimism about a plural global order. Lastly, artificial intelligence and new technologies can intensify inequality and governance gaps. Prasad treats technological innovation as another force that could produce broad benefits, but may instead accelerate the doom loop if poorly governed. Artificial intelligence and related digital technologies can raise productivity, improve services, and expand access to information. Yet the gains may concentrate among firms, investors, and highly skilled workers with control over data, computing infrastructure, and intellectual property. If the benefits are perceived as captured by a small group, while job insecurity rises for others, technological change can deepen the same political resentment that globalization generated. The problem is not technology itself, but the mismatch between rapid innovation and slow institutional adaptation. Governments often struggle to regulate new technologies before their social consequences become visible. International coordination is even harder because states see AI, semiconductors, digital platforms, and data governance as matters of economic competitiveness and national security. This creates a risk that technology policy becomes another arena for geopolitical rivalry. Prasad uses this issue to broaden the book beyond trade and finance. The doom loop is not only about yesterday's globalization disputes. It is also about whether societies can manage future sources of disruption before they harden into inequality, mistrust, and conflict. In conclusion, the doom loop is best suited for readers who want a structured explanation of why global economic tensions, populist politics, and geopolitical rivalry appear to be worsening at the same time. Policymakers, students of international relations, economists, business leaders, and informed general readers will gain a framework for connecting events that are often analyzed separately. Its practical value lies in showing that domestic policy and international policy cannot be separated. Trade rules require social protection. Institutional reform requires political legitimacy, and technological governance requires cooperation across borders. The intellectual benefit is the book's integrated diagnosis of disorder. Compared with books that focus mainly on deglobalization, great power rivalry, inequality, or institutional decline, Prasad places these themes inside one mutually reinforcing mechanism. That makes the argument more systemic and less dependent on blaming a single country, leader, or policy error. The book also stands out for its balanced view of globalization. It acknowledges real gains while explaining why unmanaged distributional effects produce backlash. Its reform orientation avoids both nostalgia for the old post-war order and fatalism about permanent fragmentation. Readers looking for simple prescriptions may find the analysis sobering, but those seeking a clear map of contemporary global instability will find it especially useful. If you would like to support Eswar S. Prasad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.